Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning to you listening audience. And hey, thank you so much, my best friend and my grandson, Isaiah, for introducing this show as you do so many mornings. I really, you know, hey, I'm so proud of you and all that you do. And just again, thanking you for being such a wonderful, wonderful grandson, introducing this show. Hey, people, I want to take the time to thank the 32,330 listeners that have listened to a show here on Homebase Business 101, truly making this listener-supported radio. Hey, we thank you so much, so very much for tuning in and listening to different shows that we have here on the Homebase Business 101 platform. And, hey, we couldn't do it without you, you know. You just make us feel so good knowing that someone out there takes time out of their busy schedules to tune into us either live or through the archives to hear our messages that we broadcast here on this platform. Well, as you know, hey, it's Sunday morning and you're listening to me, Baba Jahi, the founder of Homebase Business 101, as we do the gospel of working from home. Excuse me. And today we're going to talk about market shifts. How do you recognize them? Do they leave clues? Can you profit from them? Today's show will focus on all of the above, and we will discuss what current market shifts are taking place as we move through this time and space that we're in and how to benefit from that. Again, it's the Gospel of Working from Home Sunday morning show here, and to get the show going and get myself in a mood to prepare and deliver my message. We're going to start off with a little Jeff Majors here, and we'll start off with a song Jeff Majors has called Walk With Me. Thank you. All right, it was Jeff Major's Walk With Me, and we're going to ask, you know, and our prayers this morning as we deliver this message that God walks with us this morning. And again, you're listening to the Gospel of Working From Home, and our theme this morning is market shifts. So, hey, let me dive on into our topic now that we've got our spiritual selection that we've listened to this morning to get us started off on the right path. And I pray for all of those that are listening that you are found in a peaceful place, in a peaceful condition, and we wish for you blessings without number and all good things without end. As our beginning was good, so shall our development throughout eternity be good. If we dare struggle, walk in righteousness, and treat people right, and always keep God close in our heart, near and dear, as we always say in our business, God first, family second, then business. All right, let's take care of some business now. Hey, market shifts. What is a market shift? Market shift, what does that mean? It means that a market has taken a turn or shift from one direction to another. So, you know, hey, we're gonna dive into this now this morning here in a second, but we want to lay the background out. So, you know, we're talking about this morning market shift. How do you recognize a market shift? You know, not a it's not like something that someone just says, well, this is what's happening, and you ought to do such and such. No. You know, when there's a shift in the market, clues are left. And if you study and see and can recognize a market shift, if you can see the clues about a market shift, then you can profit from a market shift. So I hope you're following where I want to go this morning, because the first thing we need to understand is this, what does it mean that a market has taken a turn or a shift from one direction to another? Okay, let's take a look at some market shifts that have taken place, you know, in my lifetime, and depending on how many years young you are out there in terms of your age, you might have recognized or seen some market shifts that have happened and taken place, and you know, they took place, happened, and went on past us, but we might not have recognized them at the time or lived through them or went through them but didn't profit from them. And so we want to make sure that, you know, we know what's going on when we see market shifts occur in front of us nowadays so that we can know how to recognize them, take advantage of them, and profit from them. Okay, one market shift that you know, I'm very much into music. You know, I still have a lot of my old vinyl albums, and I need to convert a lot of them now to CDs. But I remember when, you know, I was buying albums and buying albums and buying albums, and all of a sudden this new thing came out called 8-track tapes. And people had, you know, and the reason it came out initially with the 8-track tape player was to put it in automobiles, because there was no way, I guess, in terms of with technology at that time and riding a car, that there was going to be able to put a record player, or what we called a, you know, a record player, which, you know, I don't know the, still don't even know the proper technical name for what, for, you know, a record player is called, phonographic machine, I guess, or whatever. But those of you out there, you know what I'm talking about. There's probably no way it's going to be able to put a record player in a car, you know, your car bouncing up and down and trying to play an album of the music that you listen to. And so they had these 8-track tapes, you know, and you put the 8-track tape in, for those that remember those days, you know, and they, you know, could play your music that you normally listen to in the house. And, you know, and then sometimes, you know, they would get off track. But, you know, but that was, you know, that was what was going on. So people was buying their 8-track tapes, and then, you know, at the same time, they were easier to store than albums. Sometimes your album would get scratched. If your album got scratched, oh, man, and the needle would stick on it, and, you know, just be a bummer, you know, and you'd have to go get another album. And but only thing with the 8-track tape, sometimes they'd get off track, and then they would skip. And so then they went from the 8-track to the cassette tape player. So, you know, there was another shift in the music industry in terms of market shift. It went from 8 tracks to cassette. And, you know, then the cassette tapes, you know, then everybody got a cassette tape player that was put in their automobile, and they had boom boxes, and then, you know, people bought cassette tape decks, and, you know, people was taking their albums and recording them on the cassette tapes, and, you know, and the 8 tracks began to go out of existence, and everybody was buying the cassette tapes, but the only problems when the tape popped. Or sometimes they tried to make the tapes too daggone long. And, you know, and it would cause you to have a problem with the tape, and it get tight, and, oh, if you didn't store it right, they pop. Now, you know, you had to go buy another one. And then it came up with what we have today, CDs. Now, see, that was 3 different market shifts in one industry. Went from 8-track to cassette to CDs. And there was money that was made in each one of those shifts. I dare to say, I believe the people that cashed in on it when it went to the CD trend initially were people that made the most out of those market shifts. So, you know, so that was a market shift that took place. Another market shift that took place, you know, it was a time when, you know, people was like, got my pager. You know, I remember when they first came out, I asked my buddy, said, what's a pager? He said, yeah, man, I got my pager. He showed me his pager. See, now I don't miss a phone call. If I'm out and about, somebody, they can page me. And then when they page me, you know, I can get to a pay phone. You know, it used to be a time people be driving somebody page them. Okay, boom, they be driving. You know, and you can find pay phones very readily in neighborhoods. So people would stop. Go to the pay phone and call the person that paged them and call them back, you know, and, you know, that was, you know, everybody, you know, had pages. I mean, you know, like page me, you know, hey, you know, you can page me. So, you know, it was a tremendous product that got sold. And then what did we see come along? We went from pages to cell phones. I remember when cell phones first came out, you know, and I know a lot of people who have cell phones today. Who swore up and down, I ain't buying one of them. What do I need a cell phone for? I got my pager. People would page me. I just go to a pay phone and call. I ain't going to pay no monthly bill for no cell phone. Now look at all of the people that have cell phones. Market shift. Those that invested in that market shift came out tremendously in terms of monies that was made, you know. Talk about one other market shift that has taken place in my lifetime again that I didn't get a chance to cash in on. There was a market shift that took place. You know, we had, you know, movies. First they had, the 16-millimeter projector, and people would get their movies, and they had, you know, a projector. I remember my parents having friends over, and they, you know, they bought a projector, and they'd watch movies on this projector, and then all of a sudden, eventually came out with this machine, and it was called Beta, and people were buying these Beta tapes to watch their movies. Beta didn't last very long because the next came VHS, you know, the videos, and you know, and that lasted for a while, you know, but, I mean, but Beta was around, like, you know, before you know it, a hot flash, Beta was gone. And then VHS came out. I remember when I first bought my first video cassette tape player, you know, I paid close to $1,100 for that bad boy. You know, now you don't pay over $200 for them, but now people are not buying those. They're buying what? DVDs. So, you know, here again, you know, you went from Beta to VHS to DVDs. Did you cash in on that market shift? Hey, if you did, you made yourself a nice chunk of money. And, you know, that was a serious, serious market shift that took place. Those are 3 that took place in my lifetime. None that I had a chance to cash in on. And I'm currently cashing in on, you know, a market shift that is taking place right now. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that market shift when we come back from station break. Hey, you're listening to Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Home Based Business 101 is a part of the Movements Unlimited Business Outreach Radio Program Network to inspire all generations about entrepreneurship and entrepreneur development. Hey, we have a hot new program called the Movements Unlimited Youth and Young Adult Business Mentoring Program. To find out more about that program, go to www.movementsunlimited.com. And when you go there, hey, you'll get information. Hey, that's Curtis Mayfield in the background. Yes, it sure is. We are a winner. Yes, Movements Unlimited is about developing winners. And when you go to that website, you can find out how you can become a winner. We want to be able to help our young people out there, 18 to 24 years old, to learn how to access opportunities that was not presented to generations previously before their time. And with that said, go to the website, www.movementsunlimited.com. Thank you. All right. Okay. We're back from station break. And, hey, we're talking about market shifts, you know, and I've already covered, you know, three market shifts. I covered the market shift when music went from vinyl albums to 8-track tapes to cassette tapes to where we are today with CDs. I covered market shift when we went from pagers to cell phones to where we are today. And I covered the market shift we went from projectors to beta to VHS to DVDs. Now, when each one of these market shifts took place, no one called anybody up and took a survey and said, we're thinking about doing such and such. Do you mind if we do that? No, market shifts take place, and when they take place, they leave clues, you know. And so these are some clues that you should understand about market shifts, and when you recognize them, you can figure out how to cash in on them. These market shifts took place. A lot of money was made. Some people saw it, recognized it, made money on it, invested in the market shift. The same way I talked to my grandfather, his soul rest in peace. I remember he said, you know, when the television first came out, people were like, you know, I ain't getting one of them things, a box with, you know, such and such. But people that first invested in NBC, ABC, and CBS, they made a lot of money. Hey, there's a market shift taking place right now, people, and you're going to participate in it whether you choose to or not. Some of you are already participating in it. You hear what I said? When a market shift takes place, you will participate in it whether you choose to or not. See? And you can say, well, that's a bold statement. I don't do nothing I don't want to do. Yeah, okay, all right. The market shift that's taking place right now, you will participate in it. This is the good news I'm going to share with you. You got two choices. You can participate in it as a consumer or as a merchant. Ooh. You can participate in it as a consumer or as a merchant. What is that market shift? Well, one of the first signs of how this shift took place was when travel went to the internet. Yes, there was a time when people went to see a travel agent to book their travel. Now, 90% of people that book their travel do not use a travel agent. They go online and book their travel. That was a huge market shift that took place at the turn of this century, around 2001. Fortunately, I happened to be involved in a company that has really helped catapult that market shift in travel. And again, as that shift took place, there's people that made lots of money on that market shift. Now there's a new market shift that's very close and similar to that one. And if we look at the clues and follow the patterns, you can cash in because you're going to participate. Now, again, as I said, you're going to participate. But I want you to know how to participate today as a merchant and not as a consumer. That market shift is that retail has gone to the internet. Retail has gone to the internet. A lot of people think Circuit City went out of business. No, they went online. They didn't go out of business. They went online. Retail has gone to the internet. And we happen to be involved with a company that is helping people cash in on that market shift. See, you're going to participate. Some of you listening, you're already buying stuff online, buying items online. Are you getting cash back? Are you getting commissions off of your purchases? If you're not, you need to definitely make sure that you give out our number again. Our Google voicemail number is 252-220-0624. You can call that number, and you know we'll be able to get with you and give you more inside detailed information. But I'm going to take these last few minutes that we have left and talk a little bit more about this market shift of retail going to the internet. You know, more and more people are buying things online, and we saw the trend from Black Friday to Cyber Monday last year and Cyber Tuesday. They had projected one set of numbers, but the numbers tripled what was projected in terms of the amount of people that did a lot of their shopping online. And even for the Christmas holidays and New Year's holidays and Thanksgiving holidays, online shopping was up. Well, why is that? Hey, why go and drive all the way to the mall when you can be online, just like some of you online listening to this radio program this morning and following us online? This is online radio. One of the reasons I got involved in this, because this is also a market shift, was I did not have the type of money to invest in having what's called a terrestrial radio show on regular radio, and we see online radio is growing and growing and growing. Why? Because on online radio, you can call in and you can listen to what you specifically want to hear. Where with regular radio, you got to dial, and switch the stations around and all of that kind of stuff. But hey, getting back to my main point in terms of this market shift that we're living in right now, retail going to the internet, meaning you can cash in. You know, hey, we give people free websites where you can cash in and shop till you drop, but get 30% of the vendor commission and also cash back. That's the free deal. But don't get stuck on the free piece. See, where the real money is becoming what we call a broker, where you can give away as many of these sites as you want. We're using, our company is using the model that AOL had. And if you remember about AOL, you used to get them AOL discs in the mail, disc after disc after disc after disc after disc. They gave it away for free for a month, got you involved, and bam. People like, oh, okay, yeah, I like this kind of thing. You know, that's when people, had to get internet service providers. AOL, when they went through that marketing strategy, their market grew tremendously, and they made mega bucks. Well, our company, we're giving away our sites. We're giving them away. They're free for life. Free for life. And when you receive one, you can do all of your shopping. Get paid to shop from stores that you're already familiar with, Walmart, Macy's, Target's, as the lady said. I already mentioned Circuit City. We also have specialty stores. You go on where when you need to renew your cell phone, like through Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon. We have a store called Zamtech, which you can do all of that, take care of all of your techie needs. You even buy your dish and your DirecTV from yourself. Taking care of all of those technological needs. Hey, we got the latest thing in handbags with the hot Gina Alexander handbags, a lady that made handbags for celebrities, now making handbags for everyday people. But, again, what you need to do is you need to give us a call at 252-220-0624 so that you can get more inside information, and we can tell you how you can go about getting the free site. But for those that want to cash in on this market shift, we can tell you about how to become a broker where you can make money on this market shift. See, the shift is already happening, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Those that cash in now on this market shift, are going to make millions of dollars. Because this market shift is not just something unique to the United States of America. This is a global market shift. I hope you hear what I said. A global market shift. And you can cash in globally from helping people do something that they're already going to do. That shop. People are not going to stop shopping. Yeah, you know, the economy's rough. Things is tight. People are not going to stop shopping. And we got two latest new products that have come to our site, Healthy Genevieve Coffee. But the one that I'm really excited about is energy. Now people can go on their site, can purchase their energy, because energy is being deregulated now. That's another market shift. Remember when they broke up the phone company piece? That's how we ended up now with Sprint and MCI. I don't even hardly hear about them that much anymore. And AT&T and T-Mobile and Verizon and all, you know, hey, because they broke up the monopoly. Well, that's what's happening with the deregulation of energy. And with our shopping malls that we give away to people, people will be able to pay their energy bill, pick their supplier, and pay their energy bill online, but from a supplier that they choose through their own account. And when they pay their energy bill, they'll get a portion of that money back in the form of commissions. Hope you hear what I'm saying now. I hope you really hear what I'm saying in terms of this market shift. That's going to be mega bucks for people that cash in on this market shift. Why? Because you don't have to sell people on energy. They are, I mean, you're listening to this via your computer, and that means you got energy on somewhere, wherever you at. Electricity is flowing through your house. For that computer to be on, for you to listen right now, just imagine what it would be like to be able to cash in on your utility bill. But that's just you. But imagine becoming a broker in this business and being able to cash in on thousands of people's utility bills. Because, see, everyone's not interested in being an entrepreneur. But there's enough that are that you can make tremendous money. So, hey, that's been Bob Jahi this morning sharing with you about market shifts. The market shift that's taking place right now is retailers going to the Internet. And if you want to know how to cash in on this market shift, please give us a call. 252-220-0624. I'll repeat that number one more time. That is 252-220-0624. Give us a call and we'll teach you how to cash in on this market shift, and we'd love to have you as a business partner so that you can participate in the greatest market shift that is taking place in our lifetime right now, and that is retail going to the Internet. Hey, with that said, we're going to close out with this morning, it's Gospel of Working from Home. So, hey, we're going to close out a little bit differently than we do some of our weekly shows. Normally, you know, on our weekly shows, we close out with It's My Time. But we're going to close out with Amazing Grace because, hey, it is amazing. It's Amazing Grace, people. And, hey, cash in on these market shifts. Give us a call at 252-220-0624. And until next time, may God bless you and your family. Love y'all. Keep listening to Home Based Business 101 and tune in tonight at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time to hear Ms. Gail Walker with The New Yorker. Take care.